What are the things that we were using tonight around the table to eat with? How would you call those? Knives and forks and spoons.
Well, you're supposed to call it silver, I reckon. Silverware.
And what are those, what are the different parts of the silverware?
You're talking about the knife and the fork and the spoon?
Are all, what kind of, were the knives always the way they are now? Were the knives sharper back when you were younger?
But I don't know.
If you had more than one knife, what would you call that?
You talking about a sharp knife to cut meat with?
Yeah, just more than one, you'd call it what? More than one knife is...
That'd be the bread knife or butcher knife.
And all of them are all... If you had more than one of them, you'd call it what?
Steak knives.
Do you have to wash the dishes yourself?
We don't have a dishwasher.
So, do you usually wash the dishes, or does
Ms. washes the dishes?
Does she have to rinse them herself?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you'd say that, what kind of water does she use for that?
She uses hot water. We have the hot and cold water in the sink. And she uses the hot water to wash the dishes and rinses them with hot water.
Does she have a special cloth that she uses to dry them with?
Does she use a dishcloth?
What do you call that, cloth you use to wash your face with?
I call it a washcloth.
I used to call it a wash rag, and Betty Jean didn't like that.
I told him I were all new, and they were called washcloths, because I had just gotten all those
new ones. Well, if you go to the store to buy one, you wouldn't tell them you want a wash rag.
I guess not.
Tell me all this again now about what you didn't tell me.
About the washing?
Yeah, how was that?
Well, back when my children was little, we didn't have a washing machine. And we had the wash tubs outdoors. And we didn't buy soap powders like we do now. And we poured the ashes, we made a hopper out of plank and put straw in it to keep the ashes from running through the cracks of the wood. And we fill that hopper full of ashes and then pour water in the hopper and let the water drain through the ashes, and that would be lye, you know, when it would come through and it'd catch the lye. And then we would take the grease, we called it soap grease, when we'd kill hogs, you know, and we'd have a lot of surplus grease. We'd take the grease and boil it, put the grease in the lye and boil it, and we'd make lye soap. And then when we'd go to wash the clothes, we'd heat the water in the wash pot, and we'd use that lye soap. And you could make it, you could make that lye soap thick, you know. And when we'd make the soap, we'd take it up, I had my pot full of soap at the time, and we'd take it up and cut it in blocks, lay it out on plank, let it dry in the shade, and we'd have lye soap, and we'd make it out in, make it in cakes, you know, be hard cakes.